The unfurling of the maple leaf, Canada's flag and a nation's identity. The year is 1965. Canada stands on the precipice of a profound declaration of selfhood. For nearly a century, the Dominion of Canada had flown a flag that bore a striking resemblance to its larger, more powerful neighbor to the south, the Canadian Red Ensign. This ensign, featuring the Union Jack in the canton and the shield of Canada's coat of arms in the fly, was a familiar sight, a symbol of allegiance to the British Crown and a nod to Canada's colonial past. Yet, as the nation matured, a quiet, insistent question began to echo across its vast landscapes. Did this ensign truly represent the burgeoning identity of a unique, multicultural, and independent Canada? The debate over a new national flag was not a sudden eruption, but a slow burn that had smoldered for decades. Back in 1925, a parliamentary committee had been formed to investigate the issue, only to conclude that the red ensign was sufficient. Then, in 1946, another committee recommended adopting a new flag, but the political will faltered. The issue gained significant momentum during the lead-up to Canada's centennial in 1967. The upcoming milestone served as a powerful catalyst, forcing Canadians to confront what it meant to be Canadian and how that identity should be visually represented. Contrast this with the trajectories of Australia and New Zealand. Both nations, like Canada, were born from British colonization and initially adopted flags that echoed their imperial ties. The Australian Red Ensign, for instance, featured the Union Jack and the Southern Cross constellation. New Zealand also sported a Union Jack-based design. While these nations also grappled with their evolving identities, their decisions on national symbols unfolded differently, often with a greater emphasis on retaining elements of their colonial heritage. Canada, however, found itself on a path of more decisive divergence. The man at the heart of this symbolic revolution was Lester B. Pearson, Canada's 14th Prime Minister. A distinguished diplomat, Pearson had witnessed firsthand the power of national symbols on the international stage. He believed passionately that Canada needed a flag that was unequivocally its own, a symbol that would unite a diverse population and project an independent image to the world. His vision was met with fierce opposition. The primary antagonist in this drama was John Diefenbaker, the former prime minister and a staunch traditionalist. Diefenbaker viewed the existing red ensign as a sacred inheritance, a symbol of loyalty and history that should not be discarded. He famously declared, "To vote against the Union Jack is to vote against Canada itself." The debate raged on, filling the airwaves and newspaper headlines. Arguments flew from all corners. Proponents of a new flag emphasized its potential to foster national unity, to shed the colonial past, and to reflect the modern, multicultural reality of Canada. Opponents decried the potential loss of tradition, the perceived betrayal of British heritage, and the very idea that a symbol could be unilaterally changed by a government. There were countless design proposals, a veritable explosion of creative and sometimes outlandish ideas. Suggestions ranged from stylized beavers and maple leaves to depictions of Canadian wildlife and landscapes. The maple leaf, however, began to emerge as a consistent and compelling motif. The final arbiter of this national symbol was a parliamentary committee, tasked with selecting from the myriad proposals. After much deliberation, and with Pearson's unwavering support, the committee championed a design by George Stanley, then Dean of Arts at the Royal Military College of Canada. Stanley's proposed design was elegant in its simplicity. A single, stylized red maple leaf with 15 points set against a white square, flanked by two red bars. It was a radical departure from the old ensign, a clean break from the past, and a powerful statement of Canadian identity. Despite Diefenbaker's vociferous objections, the design was adopted by the House of Commons on December 15, 1964, and officially proclaimed on February 15, 1965. The consequences of this decision were profound. The maple leaf flag, initially met with skepticism and even derision by some, quickly became a beloved national icon. It was a symbol that transcended regional, linguistic, and cultural divides. Unlike the more complex heraldic symbols of Australia and New Zealand, Canada's flag was simple, recognizable, and distinctly Canadian. It represented a nation that was forging its own path, proud of its heritage, but unburdened by its colonial past. The debate, though acrimonious at times, ultimately strengthened Canada's sense of national identity and its capacity for self-determination. The evolution of the Canadian flag is more than just a story about a piece of cloth. It is a testament to the power of symbols in shaping national consciousness. It highlights Canada's deliberate choice to embrace a future defined by its own unique multicultural identity, a choice that set it apart from its Commonwealth peers and solidified its place as an independent nation on the world stage. The humble maple leaf, once just a tree, had become the vibrant heart of a nation's identity.